It's CineGeek versus Mars Needs Moms, the Robert Zemeckis 3D animated fun fest.
Piece of crap. Box office failure.
Episode's done.
I'm Stephen Lackey, editor of CineGeek.com. Sit beside of me.
Alan Smith, contributor to CineGeek.com.
And?
Nicholas Qualls, contributor to CineGeek.com.
And last but not least?
Mike Young, contributor to CineGeek.com.
This is the show where, if I can mute this shit,
did you just see what happened? Yeah.
It does not want to be muted.
This is a show where we take a look at a movie that is usually a piece of crap, and then we talk about how crappy it is. Now, the last episode, we looked at Drive Angry, and we
actually wound up liking that one quite a bit.
We freaking loved it.
That is not a piece of crap at all.
It was an awesome piece of crap.
It was a piece of crap
in all the right ways.
Who could imagine you could get a turd that polished?
Exactly. All right, so Nico,
it's been done before. Crank comes to mind.
That's true. I love Crank. So you have it pulled up.
My Bloody Valentine comes to mind as well. It's another one like that.
Yeah, I like that too. And
it was a MythBusters episode.
Actually, in a lot of ways, Fright Night. Is that way
seen that one?
Fright Night is a very fun movie.
Yeah,
but
very
you
fun.
Had a question.
Director of this movie?
Simon Wells.
Simon Wells, I don't know, but it's produced by Robert Zemeckis, and it's a CGI kids movie. It looks like Polar Express, so there's no question that his
everything looks really good except for the people.
Yeah, like
the people. There's a really bad case of the uncanny valley in this entire movie because, particularly in the beginning, when it's just the human characters,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at their faces and they just look off. You can't really get into the movie too well.
Yeah, and it's not even just that. It's the motion capture to me feels a little weird. Everything feels like cheap compared to something like Avatar. Now, like or hate the movie, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That motion capture and the way they captured faces and eyes and things in that movie is unparalleled.
We do also have to remember this is Disney's B team CGI.
Well,
film studio.
But you know what's a perfect example of that though is Tangled. Tangled was also their B team, and it wasn't bad.
Tangled wasn't trying to go with the hyper realistic, and I don't even know how much motion capture was in Tangled either. Tangled, I think, was more traditionally CGI. Film like it in the way Pixar does.
Yeah.
And it definitely looked more animated, at least.
Now, you know, that's... Okay, well, let's just talk about what the movie is about. Okay, it's about a kid who treats his mom like shit, says he wishes he didn't have her anymore, and then the aliens come and take her.
Because she's such a good mom.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Because Mars needs moms.
Or mom.
Yeah,
I guess
Mars need mom. Yeah,
well, it should
Mars
be called,
need moms over time because they need them about every 25 years.
Exactly, because their kids are creepily born of the earth.
They're potato people.
They're plants.
Yes, creepy. As I was saying,
Alan's growing some right now in his garden.
No, that's all I was doing. I was checking my email. Not playing the zombie farm right now.
Okay, so...
Although I do have plants growing in my farm, so it's like...
See, you're going to check your plants, and I got to see who's hanging with friends, because I got a hangman thing happening.
There you go.
So that's the basic setup for the movie. And
another 3D movie.
It is, and that was our first...
Oh, wait. We got to put on our real 3D glasses to do this podcast.
To do this podcast, that's true. So, because everybody can see us doing this, exactly. So.
Hey, studio audience, you are now in 3D.
We're now in 3D in the podcast.
I can almost touch you. Kind of creepy. All
right, yeah, that was kind of creepy. Don't ever say that again.
I'm glad it was almost touch you. Outside of the story... This was I don't know about you guys, first movie I've watched at home in 3D.
Yes.
From beginning
to end.
Yeah.
And overall, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. There was some pretty cool scenes in this movie.
Yeah.
The 3D was actually
The 3D was,
decent.
Yes, there were moments in there.
It was actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
It did it right. A lot of the movie was 3D with depth, and mm-hmm. that it was 3D in the background, as opposed to, there were only a couple of shots where they did the whole...
Waggle vision.
Of, yeah, basically something's going out of the screen and going to hit you in the
right.
face.
Yeah.
And you know what? And this is one of those instances where that waggle vision probably would have been okay because it's a kid's movie.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and I try to keep that in mind when I'm watching it. But the problem is Pixar has showed us that you can do a kid's animated movie and it doesn't have to be
You know,
stupid.
What's kind of cool because we still have it on here is that the menu is in 3D as well, and I never noticed it before, but you can see Gribble's head moving.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it like comes,
in the chair.
Yes. Yeah, so I mean, awesome. Yeah, and I see, like, look, all yeah. out and back in. I know this is riveting for podcasting, yeah, but
I think awesome. He's asleep.
Gribble yeah. being yeah. the character that's played by.
Don't wake Gribble.
Don't wake him up.
Dan Fogle.
Dan Fogle. Yeah. From Fanboys.
Ping Pong movie.
Yeah, Balls of Fury.
Now, he may have been better in those movies, but he annoyed the shit out of me in this movie.
It's true.
Most of the time.
He was kind of, yeah, not very good.
There was maybe one or two little funny things he did, but overall, like especially when the kid first meets him on Mars.
Right.
It's like he's trying so hard to be Jack Black. It's like
that's what I thought it was at first. Because remember, yeah. I said this, is this Jack Black? And he's like, no, it's not.
I think that was the direction, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah,
come on, give us more Jack Black. We can't afford Jack Black, so...
so you we hired it. Your ass. So
you're 70% Jack Black.
I didn't really hate him, but I really just never developed an emotional attachment to him because he just... There were so many things... Well, there's so many things about the movie that doesn't make logical sense.
None whatsoever.
And I don't mean like, oh, they're breathing oxygen on Mars. There, those little
I told you,
that,
I told you why they're breathing.
That's right. This is a sequel to Total Recall. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Quade... You know, he put his hand in the handprint,
exactly.
Set the water free, and now they have air.
That's right.
Well, there you go.
Don't you forget it, damn it.
But did he really?
Very pivotal plot point.
But see,
yeah,
that's
movie.
The whole was thing. It, did he really?
Did he really?
This is proof.
Because
he
it might have
yeah.
been a
yes,
dream.
We know
we know he really did
if
do
he
it.
If he didn't, right. somebody did.
That's right.
So.
Either
okay.
somebody paid for this kid to have a dream.
Okay, now you've gone too far. Didn't we decide during the movie that Gribble must be his kid and Miss Slutty Demure,
yeah,
the girl he was with?
Gribble
yeah.
is Quade.
You remember the scene I'm talking about, right? She's like, what are you like? Be honest. He's falling asleep.
I like 11-year-old boys.
Slutty, Demure. And their boobs get bigger and then
right.
smaller in the little animated thing. Okay, so that gets back to the problem. I mean, the movie is not... terrible. Not as terrible as I thought it was going to be.
Good
it's not
good.
It's not good.
It got a lot of negative buzz online. I mean, this is one of Disney's big
yeah.
bombs.
Yeah, it's one of those
yes.
It's not as
yes.
bad as you expected.
No.
It's not that it didn't deserve the negative buzz. I'm just saying it's not
it's
the
also
awful
those things
disaster
that
I've seen so many other times.
And the thing with it not doing well at the box office.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
Okay, because my headphones just went out.
Yeah. That's because I think he bumped it. Anyways,
yeah,
but
there you go. Stop touching stuff.
One of the things that we talked about when this bombed the box office on the regular podcast is that I saw one commercial for this.
Yeah.
That's it. And it was like one of those things where like, oh, look, we're Disney. We're going to put out a movie and people will go see it no matter if we don't do anything for it.
They
so.
Must have decided when
just to let it go.
The final cut that it just sucked. You know?
Well, we know that they spent what? The...
The budget was $150
Yeah.
Million.
Oh,
so
yeah.
$150 million.
Yeah, they took a bath on this
we
one.
We talked about that on the podcast. Like, go check out, what was it, about podcast 157 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
it,
somewhere
it,
in there.
Its opening weekend
there.
Was $6.9 million. It was the 12th worst opening ever for a film playing in more than 3,000 theaters.
There you go.
And one of the lowest openings for a major 3D release.
Didn't they shut down the division? Like that weekend.
Yeah,
yes, they did.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty sure you're right. That
which
that whole
thankfully, you know, I mean, not that we don't want to see other Disney flicks. It's just the fact
right.
that
we want to see good ones.
Well, if
3D's not
fast 3D.
Exactly.
If
exactly.
You remember the, again,
oh, we're
gonna
put it in
3D.
It'll make tons of money.
Is
yeah.
it half-assed in this movie?
It's
no,
that's
actually
the,
rest of
that's
the movie.
Best part of the movie.
Right,
the
right.
The movie is half-assed.
Yeah. You
the
know,
story, the cheapest part to develop.
Yeah, and we're
right,
even,
right.
We're even listening to the soundtrack, and it sounds like 15 other movies.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're getting to 15 other movies, man. This thing was so Death Star, it wasn't even funny.
Yeah, it really,
really
was.
Everywhere that I mean, yo, he jumps down a garbage chute.
Well, it was so
you
Star
know,
Wars
I mean, yeah,
in general,
exactly.
Because
there
you even had like
of stuff.
Their Ewoks with their little
pretty much
happy
yeah.
dance and all that shit.
There's that one point where like you know he looks down oh, and yeah. I was like, well, is he gonna yell no when he falls? And then when he goes down to the ledge, just like it looks like you know Obi-Wan Kenobi is like
yep.
shutting down the you know the deflector sheet or the tractor beam and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's like. Geez, you know, I haven't seen a cartoon rip off Star Wars this much since Titan A.E., okay?
And you know what?
Hey, don't get me wrong. I like Titan A.E.
I was
going to
say, Titan
but,
A.E. is not bad, actually.
But it is
that's
such a
Star
Wars ripoff. It's not even funny.
It's Joss Whedon's love letter Star
it
Wars.
It is.
You know?
Unfortunately, Titan A.E. didn't do that well either.
No, it didn't.
They didn't
no.
have time to come up with a real soundtrack, so they just said, okay, just take the temp track and...
Yes, pretty
Star
much.
Wars
it's like, yeah.
And just don't get us sued.
And find a reason to use a Queen song in a closing credits.
Yes, exactly.
Which is why we didn't use
that's
closing credits
we
this
had
time.
A deal on it.
Yeah. I just
they probably paid the $100 million for that, you know.
Probably. It made me cry too much to hear a perfectly good Queen song.
Ultimately, the winners in this movie are Queen. Probably
and
so.
And Seth Green, who had his voice removed.
Well,
yes.
But you know, Queen.
His image is still in it through the entire damn movie.
And his awful motion capture.
Yes.
But back to Queen, though, you know, they did do music for, what, Highlander 16? Whatever it is, they did all those Highlander movies.
Really?
They do all of them?
Yeah, there's.
I thought they only did just the first one.
No. There's the sci-fi one, the future one, has Queen music in it.
The second one.
Maybe they just.
No, it's not the second one.
That is the second one.
Is it the second one?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a terrible one.
Yeah.
They're all terrible after the first one. What are you talking about?
The first one is awesome.
Yeah,
and everything
else. After the first one, it is probably terrible.
The one where Sean Connery comes back? Is that the second
one?
Yes, and then you find out that they're not immortals, that they're from aliens. And yeah, so I mean.
It was one of those, it was so bad, it's kind of cool.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The series has some people liking it, so I'll let people enjoy the series, and I'm not going to go over to that group.
Oh, you mean the TV series?
Yeah.
That's a whole separate thing.
Yeah, that's
one of the few TV series from a movie that actually found a way to survive. So you got to give it a little bit of credit from there. I mean, what, that Friday Night Lights? You know?
Yeah, he has
MASH,
survived. Yeah.
MASH.
Is, MASH which, probably the television series was nothing
better,
like the movie.
Better than the movie, I think, in a lot of ways.
I don't know.
Yeah,
well, you know
I
what? It's either. Different. It's a different it's kind different. Of. It's a whole different thing. Yeah.
It had a completely different feel to it, though.
It did. Anyway, so on this... Who else do we have play the mom?
Joan Cusack
was the mom.
Who I normally like in things, but she had so nothing to do in this movie.
She really had almost... She was at the very first of it, at the very end of it,
and
that's it. So,
and her CG representation was kind of awful looking.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say.
Yeah,
it was
you kind of
get
used
poor.
To the kid, but it's kind of jarring.
Yeah.
She came back in at the end of the movie.
The mom was actually the one who, in the beginning, I pointed out, this is... awful. She looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got used to it through the rest of the movie, like Mike
said, tell,
and then she came back.
You
like,
could
oh
tell
God,
that
again.
They were really trying to, for the motion capture, they were really trying to make them look like the actors.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, if you look at all of the, even the alien, we were talking about that earlier, I pulled up a picture of the girl, I can't remember her name, is that played Key in this.
Elizabeth Hanoi.
Yeah. But it was one of those things that even she looks a little bit like the actress. So,
you know,
I mean,
that was the only character that I actually kind of felt like I liked a little bit.
Yeah,
was that character the female
Key,
alien that kind of befriended?
Was cool.
The spider robot.
I like the spider robot.
Had one of like three or four funny scenes in the entire thing.
Yeah, when he vomits.
When he vomits,
it's all
and
like
it's
nuts
like
and bolts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that is pretty freaking.
Well,
hilarious.
Because he's having the same reaction you do at most romantic comedy.
Exactly.
Well, that's true because I don't like
because he hates love too.
That's right. I hate to love.
Oh, we hadn't done that joke in a long time. So
it had to come back eventually, right?
It had its moments. Like I said, the 3D, especially when they were in space.
Yeah.
That was really
nice. The way the ship traveled.
Yeah, when they went through the wormhole and all that stuff, that looked really, really good.
And there was one particular scene early on where Key, is her name Key?
Key,
yeah.
Key.
She likes to paint.
Oh, yeah, she's doing the graffiti.
Oh, yeah.
The graffiti
uh-huh.
thing, and that scene is
that was
really
neat
that
scene.
Was pretty good.
Pretty cool looking.
Actually, I mean, that scene was well done. The when they went deep in the underground ruins with all the colors, that was actually really
nice. You know, the
nice
water actually looked pretty good.
It did,
But, you know, you pointed out, and it's absolutely true, not only is this movie derivative of so many other good movies, it's actually derivative of some pretty decent video games too, because the
Portal. It looked
Portal.
Just like Portal.
That's true.
And
that water looked great, but it looked like water from Halo 3.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, I mean, I actually kept thinking, when the soldiers in their armor, particularly in the end when they were getting like paint jobs, I was thinking Spartan armor. Yeah,
yes, very much. Very much.
Multiplayer. That's what they're doing.
Exactly. So, and you know, it's not that it's a because it is a kids movie first. It's not that it's bad that it takes those influences and brings them in. It's just
it doesn't really do much with them.
And it doesn't even matter if it just flat out rips off some things that we like if there's something else compelling to me.
Just nothing to string it together.
And the worst part about this movie is coming is by the end of it, I didn't hate it and I didn't love it.
Yeah.
I just thought it was such a waste of time, you know? And that's sad to me. If I can come away hating something, it's still, I don't know, as long as I didn't pay $10.50 priest fucker.
Yeah.
You know, and that may have been.
And you could have, you could have seen that one for free.
We might have a lot of different attitudes.
That's very much true.
Well, it's 3D, so would have paid like $14.50.
That's true.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. You know, that's right. Since we're sitting here at home, and this was sent to us to screen, I'm not that upset. We probably real pissed
I would have never watched this otherwise.
No, I wouldn't have either.
That makes a lot of sense. So you've paid about $15 to go see this in the theaters. It's really no substance. That's going to explain the social media buzz coming out of this about how awful it was.
Right.
And why no one went to go see it. Because it's not worth $15.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
So note to studios, if you make a movie,
don't
just put
it
out
3D.
For free.
Yeah, exactly.
But better yet, just put it out on DVD.
Or just put it right.
I mean, really, this right here, if they hadn't have spent $150 million on it, you know, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But if it had been a direct to DVD, I think that it might have worked a lot better.
And it probably would have been cheaper if they didn't use motion capture.
Well, that's what I was sitting here thinking. You know, what's funny is some of these directors, producers, they're so tunnel vision that they don't even see what's going on around them, because Robert Zemeckis is the only one using Robert Zemeckis' technology for this motion capture.
Right.
And you know why? Because it sucks. Nobody else wants to use it. They'll go to James Cameron and use his stuff.
Right.
Why doesn't he take a note, you know?
Sometimes you have to outsource. I mean, honestly.
It's kind of like Sega. You know, eventually you just give up the fucking console.
I guess
make some games.
Right.
It's time to be done.
For the Martians.
What makes
since
sense?
Since they're Martians. Just like with Avatar, it made sense to use it since they're avatars. They're not humans. But why do it? Why didn't they just get a kid? Why didn't they just do it live action?
No, I don't think that would have worked quite as well.
It would have been more expensive.
This level of CGI would not have worked. It would not have merged as well with the live action kid.
Oh, you mean mix the CGI and live action.
Yeah, that's what he said. He's saying, do Avatar, essentially.
Would it have looked any weirder or...
It would look cheaper, I think.
No.
For sure.
Actually, yeah, I think it kind of would look.
I mean,
cheaper.
This has the same
and it
problem.
It would cost more. Oddly
exactly.
Enough.
Yeah.
This movie has the same problem that every CG movie has, which is the facial, facial rendering in all those movies is just weird. I mean,
it's true. Unless it's a Cameron movie.
Yeah, and that even goes into video games, because it's like, you know, I was telling you guys, you know, today being Madden Day, you know, I've got the new Madden, and I downloaded the demo of it a couple weeks ago. It looks amazing until you the pre-game stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very realistic until you look at their faces.
Yeah,
and then the faces are just like, man, we're in a video game.
My absolute favorite PlayStation 3 game of all time so far is Heavy Rain, and that game is the same way.
Right.
It looks amazing until somebody moves.
Uh-huh.
Or even worse, somebody talks.
Oh yeah.
And they've
it's
got
never
the
right.
really they've
I
got the well a... no they've got the really good syncing. It's just their facial expressions are crap. Like the only thing that moves is the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And those eyes are freakishly
dead behind
still,
the eyes. Yeah,
you know,
I know exactly.
I don't know.
Well, we've only got 400,000 years of interpreting facial expressions.
Exactly.
Stop making excuses, Mike. Stop defending them.
We're still working on it, Mike.
Yeah, get your shit together. Okay, so...
funny, because they never had that problem with cartoons, you know?
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Well, actually, to get it kind of deep and philosophical, I think with the cartoons, it's easier because your brain is filling in.
It's exactly why.
Whereas this is trying to do everything for you. It's
on that weird cusp to full reality.
It's close enough.
It's that uncanny valley. It's getting too realistic that you know something's wrong, but your brain's not filling in all the details like it is on a more simplified cartoon.
If it was a little less realistic,
it would help.
It'd probably be easier
exactly
to accept.
Right.
Fair enough.
And maybe that's why, you know, thinking back to Tangled, why Tangled worked better. You know,
because it wasn't trying to look realistic. It looked like a cartoon.
Well, what Tangled looked like was a CG, 3D interpretation of Disney's classic art style.
Yeah.
So they all had these, you know, oversized eyes and heads and all the weirdness, you know, that I always thought was weird of Disney's art style. It didn't bother me that this just never looked right. You know, you look, and the surface of Mars looks real cool. And when they're falling, and they spend a fuckload of time falling.
Yes, they do.
This movie is an hour and a half long. I bet they spend 30 minutes falling. You know, it's like,
it's
whoa.
True.
And
not just falling. Falling through metal. And I mean,
garbage.
All kinds of stuff. I mean, where it's like, okay, why aren't they dead yet? So.
And when they bounce down the side of the hill, Total Recall style, on the surface of Mars, the dust and the debris and stuff that comes up around them looks real cool. And then they stop and their eyes look horrible still.
It's
plus the fact that they don't need, you know,
air to
they
breathe.
They don't need suits to protect their flesh from the air.
They do wear masks.
They did have the mask.
But it's okay to have your bare skin exposed in the Martian environment.
Exactly.
Yeah, to the point where the mom is in nothing but a jersey and shorts at one point.
Uh-huh. And then the kid, and then we have the obligatory, the helmet busted. What are we going to do?
He would have been in a lot more trouble if Total Recall didn't happen. His eyes would be popping out. His face would be exploding.
Exactly.
But luckily, Quaid fixed
Thank God Quaid put his hand in the machine.
Yeah.
Because Quaid is a badass. I'm telling you.
Anyway, yeah.
So, yeah, it's, I kind of wish that we could have come away, really hating this movie. That would have been more fun.
This is just more of a meh.
Here's the question, though. Obviously, we were nonplussed. I guess that's a good term for it. But what about kids? Is it really so bad that kids would not appreciate it?
I think
kids
would probably like it.
I would agree as well.
Especially since the 3D is pretty fun. Throw a pair of 3D glasses on a little kid.
That's moving along pretty good.
It's only an hour and a half, which made me happy.
Happening. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It did kind of sing longer than that. Yeah.
We also did kind of pause in the middle to eat.
Yeah,
have a little dinner. That was the best thing about the movie was my crab pasta salad. That was pretty damn good. Yeah.
Well, again,
spaghetti and meatballs.
I think
really
a lot
good,
of the problem so about kids
that should watching. Be a segment of this.
We talk
podcast.
About the food.
Yeah.
Dinner in a movie.
Exactly.
But I think the problem will be the parents not wanting to pay $15 to go see this movie.
I don't blame them. I don't want
to
pay $15.
To see it.
Exactly.
I'm asking about
on DVD.
Of the four of us,
it'll work better.
The four of us that here, I'm the one that has a kid, and I wouldn't pay $15 to go see that. So
right.
I mean,
as far as buying it as a DVD,
I got a kid. I got Mike.
Well, I have a legitimate
short person.
What are you trying to say about my relationship?
I've got a 6-year-old.
Saying
okay,
Mike's illegitimate? God damn it. Okay, I'm just kidding.
Well.
I got you. Yeah, you actually have a kid that's
right, a child. How about that?
Yes. But the thing is, I'm not talking about the theatrical viewing. I'm talking about at home.
Like I said, I think, this, if it's cheap enough, we got the 4-disc set, 3D Blu-ray, DVD,
digital copy.
The DVD of which is crappy done.
It's the most hilarious box set because the digital copy, the Blu-ray, and the 3D Blu-ray all look really nice with nice labeling and stuff. And then Nico's look at this.
Gold. And the DVD is just gray with some text on it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like one of those print-on-demand movies.
Like somebody wrote.
Yeah. Took a magic marker.
Just wrote it. Yeah.
Actually, that would be kind of awesome.
Be like the Borat.
Yeah. Exactly.
Looks like Memorex,
Yeah.
That was always fun at my store. Every time people who didn't know bring it in, I think this is a bootleg. It's that's not a bootleg. That's the way it is.
That's awesome. So I'm trying to figure out what else. So the falling scenes look pretty cool. Well, no, not really. One of them did.
That's pretty much where we are. It looks like a cross between Star Wars and a video game. And
it looked nice at parts.
Actually, here's the other thing is Seth Green did the motion capture and voice for
the main character, Milo.
Yeah, and it was a big controversy when the movie was in theaters that they replaced his voice with a real kid. And in the closing credits, they show you behind-the-scenes footage.
Yeah, they show
of
you
him.
The motion
well,
capture.
The kid looks like Seth Green.
You hear him reading
it's,
the lines, too.
Yeah.
And you're like, thank God they got rid of Seth Green's
exactly.
voice because he sounds like a 35-year-old.
Yeah, he does sound too old. So the new kid, whose also name is Seth Dusky, and
aren't you just a little Wikipedia over here? Huh?
Literally, yes. But I can switch over to IMDb that says the same thing.
All right,
your choice.
But yeah, it's basically it makes sense because Seth Green doesn't sound like a 9-year-old kid.
That was a good decision.
Yeah. And the kid wasn't half bad.
The only problem I have with this is the kid should have got higher billing. Because even in the end credits, it's all the actors. It was Seth Green at top. Mm-hmm. And then towards the bottom of the cast list after all the extras and OneNote characters.
Then it was him.
Milo
Boyce.
And I'm sorry, unless you're Andy Serkis, motion capture is secondary. And especially in a movie like this where all the human stuff looks like shit anyway.
Yeah, that's the really weird thing because
they went to all that damn trouble. Yeah,
most of the emoting is through the voice. It doesn't matter what they look like, particularly in this movie, because that's not particularly
exactly.
A good thing.
It's
and
yeah.
it's
but
like
they
I was
think
saying,
it does.
Yeah, they think it does.
I think they just came out of Avatar hooked on the whole motion capture as a thing, and they wanted to sell that.
Well, actually, I think Robert Zemeckis was doing his technology before
was too. But I
and,
think,
well, but this is Robert Zemeckis' technology.
But I think Disney was more willing to back him on it.
Well, that's it. I'm
more
I'm,
willing to give him $150 million.
Right.
To
I'm
do this.
I'm fairly certain. Remember, they had this whole thing where Disney was about ready to close down their traditional animation studio and go all CG. And that's where these people, this department came from. And they realized later they made a smarter move and partnered with Pixar for that CG stuff. And that's why this movie sucked. This movie sucked, and they closed that division down after
Disney's B-team CGI usually isn't that bad. It's usually average at best. Like, Tangled got really good reviews, and a lot of people liked it. I think
I don't even like that kind of Disney movie, and I think I liked it okay
I think
when I
ultimately
saw it.
It comes down with this uncanny valley brought in by the motion capture, and ultimately, Robert Zemeckis.
Well, right. Well, and it's just...
It could have been worse. It could have been Don Bluth.
And ultimately, it's a kind of a...
What's wrong with Don Bluth?
Do we want to go through some of his stuff that failed horribly?
What? Do we have to go that far back?
Rockadoodle?
Oh, God.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
So, shouldn't we be wrapping this up?
Somebody wants to sleep.
Yes, somebody does.
All right, so Mike, give it a number rating. On the CineGeek scale. 3 out of 10?
Yeah.
That's where I'd be also.
Nico?
4.5.
And Alan, you're...
I'm in 3 also. That's the only number that popped in my head when I thought about it. So.
All right. So, Nico, you're 4.5?
Yeah.
I'm going to go 3.5.
Oh, okay.
I got halfway in between.
I was waiting for you to give it a 6. So.
I thought about it.
I was thinking he was going to go with like 3.75.
No, I knew he was
going to
give it a 6.
I
was like,
well, I actually wanted to do that, but then I know Nico, Mr. River Counter, say, Sankey doesn't do... 0.25%.
Right, there you go.
Well, I mean, I don't think we don't, but that doesn't mean we can't.
That's true. But
we're
gonna
go on pie on one of my reviews.
You go pie. That's kind of awesome. 3.14.
It's gonna go on.
I don't
like,
know any of the rest
lines.
Of them out.
That's
it.
Yeah. I could add a 0.14. What 2.7?
Oh.
Yeah, I know. It's
God help me.
Yeah, I don't know where it goes.
Okay.
It's like it's 2.7. It's 2.7 something after all that.
Right,
so it's okay.
So what's the If you want to show this to a kid, what's the age that it works for? 6, 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too young?
I think
it stops working somewhere around 6 or 7, honestly.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, okay, that's probably true. I was going to say the age of the actual character at 9.
No,
I
don't
think
so.
I think you're probably right. I think around 7.
Honestly, I think my 6-year-old wouldn't really dig this a whole lot.
Even if she could watch the 3D?
Six would be teetering the line. It depends on who. And 7,
right.
Yeah, that seems out of it.
Yeah, I could see little kids enjoying
yeah,
this
sure.
quite a bit. Like
maybe
you know,
like 27. To
little kids love to fall.
Exactly.
I mean, because back in our day it was goofy.
Again, like the
but he made a cool sound when he fell.
The environments look nice and the colors look nice when there are those.
When there are
so
colors,
but there's
so much of it that's just kind of gray.
It is. It is.
Red. Yeah, but
that's
that
what it's supposed to be though.
Graffiti,
is it, yeah.
And then when they
that's
get
what
to
made
the ruins,
color pop.
Those look really yeah. It did make it pop. So I think the visuals will probably grab kids. If they're not turned off by the human visuals at the beginning.
I don't think if you go 6, 7 years old, they're going
to
care.
It's funny because like when we get to that part where you actually go into where there's all the color and everything,
mm-hmm.
reminded me a lot of Avatar.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it really did. Because that was the whole thing with the Avatar,
except
was all the colors
except
and
this
everything.
Like shit,
you know?
Though, compared to...
Well, but it's just... I'm not going to argue with you
but
on that one.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, the Avatar, know, like I've always said, it looked beautiful.
Well, that's the only thing
but,
we're talking about.
Yeah.
The environments and stuff I thought looked pretty
yeah.
good in this.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
I know.
Yeah, they did.
Well, I'm just saying it was very Avatar-esque about yeah. that with all the bright colors, you know, and the neons and stuff like that.
Oh, and
you
know what else I was thinking? There's a part in there where they show one of the aliens who gets hooked on some sort of old TV show from Earth.
Yeah.
And I just kept thinking about Wally and how much better Wally
yeah.
handled that same idea.
That's true.
You remember? And wasn't the stuff in Wally, wasn't that a real show? A real
I don't remember movie? What it was.
I haven't seen Wally.
I think it was real footage from a movie. You should see Wally. It's very good.
Yeah,
I think
you have a kid
in
the house.
I think the movie footage was real. Actually,
that's what I'm talking
was,
about.
Yeah.
Is the movie footage that Wally was hooked on.
Yeah, it was... Yeah, it was some dancing movie romance. Yeah.
So basically what we're saying is watch Wally.
Well, yeah, I
absolutely.
It's a much better movie to watch.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll even say that, and I'm not seeing Wally.
What?
I haven't seen it either.
You've spent time watching both of those fucking Cars
kid.
Movies,
you
and you haven't
Wally.
Watched Wally.
Hey, I like the Cars movies.
You're in trouble. Go to your room. Wait, go home.
Okay.
But well, that's still.
And on that note,
room is at home.
Exactly.
On that note,
we'll wrap it up. That'll do it for this episode of CineGeek Versus. This was CineGeek Versus Marcy's Moms. We've got some interesting stuff coming up. I think the next one we're gonna do is CineGeek Versus.
Don't know yet. We're doing
we have a few options.
We have a few options, yeah.
I guess I won't say because we've got a couple of really cool ones.
Yeah, sure, I heard what you sure got. You were all excited about what you got in the mail the other day.
Yeah,
so
I'm excited about that. So you guys just have to stay tuned.
All right.
Anyway, check us out. Check out the official CineGeek webcast if you don't already. You can get that from iTunes. And go to Stitcher Radio and subscribe through there. If you don't want to download this stuff, you can just go to CineGeek.com, hit the Stitcher banner there, and subscribe.
It's easy as that.
Easy as that. You can win $100. So I guess until next time, we'll see ya.